I've been asked if I can say something about all the roles that I try, probably inadequately, fulfil in the local community. I think partly my interest is because I'm interested in naturally where we're living anyway. It is that I've always feel I've had a community essence to what I do and how I try and do it. And I think that if you have any contribution one is able to make, and hopefully people will step forward very quickly if it's clear that you're not being able to make that contribution. And I say that with some feeling, you know, because I don't want to get in the same frame myself. There are people who cling on and cling on and cling on when really they've made their contribution, should be thanked for it and given the vase or whatever it is you get presented with. As I've said, I love the area we live in. I love the community we live in. If I can make any sort of positive input to it, I will continue to try and do that. I'm still, as we speak, in early 2017, involved in quite a few local organisations. There is the Bookham Residents Association, where I'm a member of the executive, and also particularly the Arts Society of Bookham, of which I have the privilege of being president. I also am a member of the Bookham District U3A and a keen supporter and participator in their military history group. One of my particular interests as a member of the Bookham Residents Association and of the committee is Norbury Park, because Norbury Park is one of the very attractive countryside areas that we have on our doorstep in Bookham. And it's an area that I don't go up and walk on as often as I should, but which is a great treasure and a great delight for people to enjoy the delights of the countryside. Also bear in mind that the pressures still continue to be strong. And the pressures not only within the bounds of Bookham, but just over the boundary. Issues like what is to happen at the Howard of Effingham School. I had some involvement with that in the past. The buildings really need to be refurbished and in large measure replaced, but it cannot be done on site. So the only way to tackle that is actually to consider and conceive of moving the school to a different location. One thinks of places like Wisley, which, bearing in mind the catchment area that the school covers, would be an equally valid and accessible place for youngsters to get to.